You are listening to The Power of Connections with Connections expert Linda Elliott. From founders to pioneers, Linda will interview influencers who are shaping and changing the world through meaningful connections.
Mark Wittig is a special kind of friend. He took me into his fold at a particularly tough time in my life. It was 10 years ago. He offered me a place to move my business, which was one of the many changes I was making at that time. And to this day, I remain a tenant in the Wittig's building on Broadway. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. There are few people in San Antonio who don't know the Wittig's name. If you drive up and down 281, you'll see the big sign on top of the Wittig's building. It's not because Mark Wittig is president of Wittig's Office Interiors that I've chosen to interview him for my example of the power of relationships, however. He's one of the most understated people I've ever known when it comes to talking about who he knows and what he's passionate about. Let's see if I can get this man to open up a bit. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you.
First of all, let's talk a minute about your business. Your company is not an office furniture store, as some may have thought it is. I would say Wittig's is an office solutions provider. So tell us, how long have you been in business and how has this company evolved into what it is today? In other words, explain exactly what Wittig's does.
Well, my father started Wittig's back in 1951, and I had the pleasure of joining the business in 72. And we do provide solutions. It's about how people work. It's about a project landing on time. And at the end of the day, that it works, and that people work differently. They have different styles. And today, the furniture is like a deck of cards. You can shuffle it, put it together, and redeal it to accomplish things. And you can do this ongoing with modular walls, modular panels. So it's all about flexibility and sustainability.
So you're down on the bottom ground floor of almost the architectural and construction side of a project.
Yes, we can't get too early into a job.
So hopefully that'll give everybody an insight as to what he does. And he works with large corporations, small companies. Now that we know what Mark Wittig, the businessman, is about, I want to go deeper into what Mark Wittig, the human being, is all about. I know about many of the great things you've done in the community, like helping to keep a school open, helping to provide shelter and work for the less privileged, and your dedication to your faith. You have touched so many people in so many walks of life. You have changed lives and given hope to those who had no hope. This has been your passion. So I'm going to ask you, Mark, what makes Mark Wittig tick?
Progress makes me tick, and it can be progress in business, but also progress in helping somebody end the day better than they started it. It could be someone going to a soup kitchen, as there is on Catholic Worker, and feeling welcomed and not harassed, a place where they can do their laundry and just be a human being. That could be helping somebody learn how to read and having a tool for life. So. It's just progress. That's what makes me tick.
I love that. You recently took me into a section of town that I have to admit is not too familiar to me. We went to a somewhat obscure restaurant for lunch called Panchos and Gringos. I loved it. And I could tell that there was a lot of love and respect for you there. Please explain what you are doing on the east side of San Antonio and what you hope to accomplish.
Well, like a lot of us, I pull for the underdog, and my sense of the city is the east side is the underdog. So I choose to invest my time there. And this little restaurant is new to the area. It's only been there 2 years, and it's great for the community where local folks can go eat and live in community. And so I just take my business lunches there, and so far I've had only positive feedback.
It's home cooking folks. So what street is it on, Nolan?
It's on 900 Pine at the intersection of Nolan and Pine.
Okay. So hopefully some people will venture in there if they're listening to this. But the food is very, very good. So we may find you sodding a yard at a Catholic worker home, or you may be working to strengthen the arts awareness at the Carver Center Community Board, right?
Yes.
And how do you go about prioritizing your community efforts, Mark?
Well, you know, in the scriptures, there's the story of the Good Samaritan and the story of someone who was down on their luck and people walked by and ultimately somebody stopped and helped. And so I think a lot of times it's organic. It's opportunities are in front of us all the time, and we can just choose to see it as such, or we can choose to keep walking. So where possible, you know, I try to, you know, make a difference. And I don't have every day is not scripted. You know, it plays itself out.
Okay, that's beautiful. You're driven to help others, and the relationships you have built in absolutely every sector of humanity is almost, in my opinion, beyond comprehension. I see you with all sorts of people all the time. How are you called to do what you do?
Well, I was introduced to a book a few years back called Strengths Finders, and I took the online quiz, and the gifts that the Lord gave me was ideation, activator, strategic, connector, and maximizer. And when I saw those in writing, I said, yeah, that's me. And so it's just DNA that I was born with, and I just try to stay within it where as often as I can.
For years, you had a portrait of Mother Teresa hanging in your office. And every time I looked at that picture, I would just stare at it, and I was warmed thinking about all of the goodness that Mother Teresa has brought to this world. In closing this interview, how would you like people to remember you? What do you want to leave this world?
I think basically that I maximize the opportunity to be of service, you know, whatever it might be, and that I drew pleasure from it. So it was not painful. It was the way my DNA was scripted. So I just try to stay within it. I would also say that I knew as a child that I was blessed. I grew up in Amos Park, and a rock throw from where I was born were some real poverty. And I saw that, and I realized that where I was born versus a couple blocks away had nothing to do with me, that I was dealt a good hand, and I should be aware of that and not be too haughty.
I think that's great. Mark gets in there and you go out and you don't give orders. You get out there and live by example and take on the tough jobs instead of just telling other people to do the tough jobs. And I think that's what's admirable about you.
Well, thank you.
So I'm going to end there. Mark, thank you so very, very much. I know this is tough. Mark is, like I said, the most understated person I know. He does not like talking about himself and what he does. And so I thank you so much. And I know that you will inspire a lot of people to go out and do good things in this world.
You're very kind.
You have been listening to The Power of Connections with Connections expert Linda Elliott. Be sure to visit ElliottConnections.com to stay abreast for all the news and interviews each month. The Power of Connections is an Elliott Connections production.